The Fab Four, who does it apply to? Where does it apply to? What sport does it apply to? Who has to leave? Who joins? Why do they join? This is Cricket Talks Extra, Episode 5, and I'm going to answer all of those questions right about now. So, the Fab Four, where does it come from? It's an informal term used in cricket to describe what we could all argue collectively as the top four players in the world right now. And if we're going to name those players, it's England's Joe Root, India's Virat Kohli, Australia's Steve Smith, and New Zealand's Kane Williamson. It's an informal term that's used, and if you guys have seen episode 3 of Cricket Talks, the weekly show, the cricket connoisseur Aaron Viles, as some of you guys might have known him, made a really good point on, or an interesting perspective on why it's actually a thing, which is they all sort of debuted around 2010, 2011, 2012, and they've all peaked around the same time, which is why we think that they've come up with the idea of the Fab Four in the last few years. They're all very much the best players in the world right now in terms of batsmen. And the reason I'm bringing this up, because it's not a irrelevant point. It's a topic that's been running through a lot of media right in the last year or two, especially in the last 6 months with a certain player's performance that I'm going to mention. And I do think it's a topic that runs through my head as well, which I think I'd like to talk about. So the reason I'm bringing it up is because there is a new player in the scene. The last 2 years, a player from Pakistan by the name of Babar Azam, one of the world's best players right now, no arguments around that, averaging around 50 in all formats. He's developed himself to be a great T20 player, a sought-after T20 player, an ex outstanding ODI batsman, and a really looking promising Test batsman who, if we're being honest, was struggling at the start of his career. He couldn't, he was really struggling with playing the red ball. But he has really developed himself over the last year or so, and he's put up some really good runs. He's averaging around 50 or 45 in Test matches, and his conversion rates are looking really good. So that, for me, in the last 2 years, the test factor was really the only factor that was stopping him from potentially being in the top four. And I do think he has now justified himself to be in that top four. So that's the point I'm making, is does Babar Azam now get to play in that top four? Because if we look at his history, he did actually make his debut around 2010, 2011 against Zimbabwe. If I'm not wrong, he scored 50 on debut in the ODI. He was left out for a few years, but he came back around 2016, shot himself up the rankings, was still referred to as an upcomer, but very much one of the best batsmen in the world at that time, and he's really proven his point in limited overs formats over the last 4 years, and he's really proven himself in the last year and a half as a great Test batsman as well. And his rankings prove that, the talks he gets in the media proves that, everything proves that he really is a world class batsman. So the point I'm making, does he make it in the Fab Four? And adding to that point, then, does Joe Root have to leave that Fab Five? Because if we're being honest, the last year and a half, Joe Root hasn't had the best year. And at that same time, where Joe Root hasn't had the best time, Babar Azam has also shot up and developed himself in Test matches. So, Joe Root, does he have to leave that top five? It's an interesting point because in T20s, internationals, Joe Root has actually been struggling to make the selection. This is for a number of factors, maybe because his strike rate isn't enough. England's, as a team, as a cohort, has shot himself up in some terms of ability. They've got amazing batting depth. They've got the Roys, the Butlers, the Bairstows, the Moenallys. They've got the Adil Rashid in terms of leg spinners, and in terms of batsmen as a whole, they've really got a lot of depth there. The Darwin Milan, who's now number one in the world. So the point I'm making from all of this is, does Joe Root have to leave the top five? And if not, has Babar Azam proven himself? To has Babar Azam justified enough to be in that top four and make that into a Fab Five? So these are all questions you can take away from this. What does he have to leave? Does Joe Root have to leave? Does Babar Azam get added to it? Does it turn into a five? Does it stay as a four? Why does Babar Azam get it? And I really do look at it purely from an ability and statistical point of view. We can't really use the national bias as much as people within the cricket fans would love to use it. We should all be respectful towards each other around that, and I do think that Babar Azam has proven himself now to arguably be in that Fab Four now, because he's been putting it up again and again. He scores 50s for fun, a bit like Steve Smith, a bit like Kohli, a bit like Williamson, and he really has adapted to all conditions and makes it look like he's batting on the same pitch every single game. He rarely gets a duck, he rarely gets a score below 50. And his technical ability and his ability to rotate strike and still stay grounded and still keep his wicket is something that the likes of Kohli can do, the likes of Williamson do, so Williamson can do. So I really do think that he has proven himself to be in the Fab Four. So all of those questions can be answered, and let me know your thoughts for all the cricket fans out there. Has he proven himself to be in the top four? Does Joe Root have has Joe Root's period last year and a half meant that he has to leave the top five? If not, why? If he has, why? So all of these questions for all the fans out there. Let me know your thoughts. This is Cricket Talk Extra 006, available on LinkedIn and Instagram. The audio will be available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and iTunes. Let me know your thoughts wherever you can. Tweet me at moblogs_, and I'll share your thoughts out. So I'll see you guys on the next episode of Cricket Talks Extra number six. And on Saturday, Cricket Talks, the weekly show, episode 5 will be dropping on at 8 p.m. So stay tuned for that as well. I'll see you guys on the next episode.